Yo, 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 it's myself, Mr. B. You're listening to the ROTPOD, another episode. Give you some quick tech updates, gaming, movies, books, food, whatever is new, whatever you need an update on. And if you have any questions, don't be afraid to send them in. You can find all the information at rollingofftrackpodcast.com, or you could search from Bing, Google, Yahoo, other search engines. Just search ROTPOD and everything will come up. So let's get started off. It's about 47 degrees here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 505. And let's get started with the first. We'll just go down the list of tech stuff, tech updates. Right now on Amazon, you can get an action camera for $85. This action camera has Wi-Fi, a preview screen, it's waterproof, and more, it says. So for $85, it records video in 1080p. So just the main features of a GoPro this action camera has. So it's not really a GoPro-like action camera, but it is similar to it. So if you're looking for just a video camera that shoots 1080p, it's waterproof, Wi-Fi, and there's a small screen in the back to where you could preview stuff, just like a regular camera, a digital camera, where you could see where you're shooting the videos at or what you want to take a picture of. So here you could find one from Amazon. I guess the deal is going on until it's all sold out. So $85 on Amazon, and they said that the 1080p and the pictures don't shoot quite similar to the GoPro. It's just the quality of the sensor that these cameras have that make it what it is. But there were some videos uploaded to YouTube, and I guess they were just trying to test this product out, see how it compares to the GoPro. And they're saying that this action camera does pretty good with the video. So if you're not too picky about 100% GoPro video quality, then this will be good for you. $85. Maybe it would be good for your kids, for your children, for them to mess around. It has a case on it just like the GoPro. Waterproof. They won't get water in it. Maybe just a small action camera for you to mess with. Know what I mean? So yeah, head over to Amazon and look for the action cam. $85. Next, Kylo Ren from the new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. People are talking, people are rumoring, gossip. Don't you hate gossip? But anyway, people are saying that Kylo Ren doesn't have the real Darth Vader helmet in the movie. Because they're saying that Luke Skywalker, I don't really remember any of this. They're saying that Skywalker burned Darth Vader's helmet in Return of the Jedi, and the picture, the helmet that it shows, it's way different than the picture in The Force Awakens. So I don't know anything about this, but I just wanted to share with you guys and see if you guys have any thoughts on this. If you think that the Star Wars people, they messed up on the Darth Vader helmet. If it is true. If it isn't, then it's just people talking, people chit-chatting. But if you know anything about this, let me know. I'd be interested to see what the real story is, what the real deal is about this. And yeah, so the picture, the supposedly real Darth Vader helmet that Luke Skywalker burned is way, way different than it shows the Darth Vader helmet in The Force Awakens. So that's pretty interesting. Next. Microsoft has their Windows Phone keyboard, and they are taking it to the iOS platform. So this has some pretty cool features. It features a one-handed mode to where you could swipe and type with one-handed, either your left or your right, and just some other small features that you could come across in Android keyboards. So but the main thing that they have about this keyboard is the one-handed swipe typing, where you type, where you swipe from letter to letter to make out the word that you're trying to create. So that's pretty cool. And I like the way it looks. So if you want to check it out, head over to the iOS App Store and search the Windows Phone Keyboard. And I like how it's one-handed, and it's pretty good for one-handed typing, I can see. So I do have a swipe keyboard, and it's pretty useful when you're typing with one hand, because you can just swipe from one letter to the next without lifting up your finger. I think it's quicker than typing at each letter. But to each is their own, because I know, because there could be people out there that type fast by pushing every letter. So, but for me, I prefer the swiping. Esports. If you guys know what esports is, it's basically the gaming industry. Esports. ESPN. Everybody knows ESPN, right? Sports Network, basketball, football, whatnot. But ESPN just recently became, I guess you could say, the ESPN of esports. They'll be broadcasting news updates and everything about esports. So ESPN just grabbed esports, and they'll be reporting everything just like they do on sports, regular sports. But esports for the gaming industry, they'll be live viewing of game tournaments going on, head to heads, all that esports has to offer. So, and esports is basically just like sports, but this is just video games. So people go head to head tournaments, bunch of tournaments. There are rivals. There's a bunch of people out there that are playing games right now, and they're making a lot of money off of this. So they were saying that in 1 year, they jumped from 325 million to 463 million. And that's with money coming in, money going out. And it's just a lot of people just viewing, participating, just esports, the esports industry just making money. And it kind of shows here that in 2014, the esports industry was making 114 million. Then in 2015, 2014, 90 million. Then in 2015, they jumped up to 115 million. Then in 2016, all the way up to 131 million. So they've been bumping up pretty quick every year, and people are just making money with esports, just gaming. So if you never ever thought of people making money off of gaming, well, this just comes to prove you, as well as everybody else that doubted gaming, that said gaming was bad for you, stay away from the TV, stay away from Nintendo. These kids, not really kids, but these over 18 people. Kids, adults, they are making hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars by gaming. Yep, I said that right. Hundreds of thousands to millions just by gaming. So, I'm trying to find the right people to do the podcast with, an episode about esports, but I do have a lot of information on esports and how to get into it and who can and who cannot. So just stay tuned for that episode coming out soon from the Rot Pod. And speaking of episodes, podcasts, if you haven't checked out Two Guys at Two, it's another podcast under the Rot Pod. I guess you could say Rot Pod Network. So under the Rot Pod, there's a Rolling Off Track podcast, ROTPOD. That's myself doing tech, gaming, movies, books, food, whatnot. And on the other side, there's these two guys at two with Big D and Stretch. They basically kind of doing the opposite of what Mr. B does, what I do. So these guys are just a little bit of nonsense, a little bit of craziness, a little bit of fun for you guys out there. Just different topics every day, and everything can be downloaded, viewed, information, whatnot, biographies, everything on rollingofftrackpodcast.com. So if you want to share any of the podcasts, all you have to do is just share that one website, rollingofftrackpodcast.com. So, and it would be good if everybody shares, likes, comments, questions. That would be good for myself, as well as the two guys at two, just commenting questions and whatnot about anything. So that'll be pretty good if you guys can do that. Support the ROTPOD network. I don't know if it's really a network. If I'm wrong, correct me, please. All right. Next update, Spotify. If you don't know Spotify, it's basically a subscription service for music. Every month they bill your credit card. They take money out of your credit card, your hard earned money. And in return, you get to stream, download music as you please, just as long as the artist agrees with the company and they let you stream or download the music. But we're not talking about music right now. We are talking about video. Spotify will now feature special videos, so sort of like movies, sort of like a HBO type service. You know how you pay for HBO and those premium channels. This is almost the same thing. So you'll be watching stuff from ESPN, a bunch of other services that you would normally pay for or subscribe to, and it'll be all bundled into this Spotify subscription service. The dollar amount, it doesn't really show that right now, but if it does, I'll be sure to post it online, social media. But that's pretty good for Spotify to grow into the video part of the business. So instead of downloading, streaming music of whoever you want to listen to, you'll be able to do the same thing for videos as well. So that'll be pretty cool. It's kind of gonna be a little bit better than YouTube, just because YouTube is a little bit of how can you say this? Like just anybody can upload to YouTube, but this one, Spotify, it'll be a lot of premium content for you to view. All right, here's another update real quick. This is pretty funny, I should say. These guys from Mommy Comedy, and I'm sure you can search them, Mommy Comedy, they shot an entire film. It's not a real, like, hour, two-hour film, but just a short film. They shot the entire thing with the Prius backup camera, and it's a real short video. So maybe I'll share the link. All you have to do is just click on the link and it'll view the video for you. So yeah, just a small short film, all taken with the Prius backup camera. And it's pretty creative for what these guys are doing. When you check out the film, it comes out okay. It comes out pretty good. And if you don't know, Donald Trump says he will force Apple to build its computers and things in the United States. And that is quoted, computers and things. I guess he doesn't really know everything about the equipment, the smartphone, everything like that. He just knows that they're electronics, computers, I guess I should say. So he says computers and things to build them in the United States. So if he becomes president, he will force Apple to build its computers and things in the United States. Yep. This one I forgot to do. I was going to test it. I was going to try it out. So, but Google's letting Android users install apps directly from search results. So if you're in the Google search button, you're searching an app, they say when you search it, when the search comes up, you could just automatically hit install and bam, it starts installing right there without directing you to the Android store, which is pretty cool. And I guess the one thing I got to say about this is one of the apps that you could search for and try and download is this app that my son was trying, Little B. It's called 100 Doors, and it's basically a Android puzzle game. 100 Doors, you got to try and open 100 doors, and every door it's puzzles. You got to solve puzzles to open the door. Yeah, 100 doors, and you got to solve the puzzle to open the doors. It says here, how to play. Open the door to escape from the room. Use all abilities of your device, such as tilt, shake, swipe, tap, push to solve the puzzles. And you can also find and use items to open the door. So if you want to check out 100 doors from the Android App Store, go for it. Next story, real. Really times infinity. This is pretty interesting. How much does it cost to charge iPhones, Android phones, and Macs? Alrighty, here it goes. Are you ready? charging an iPad every day for a year will require 12 kilowatt hours of electricity per year. And it will cost you $1.50 for 1 year to charge your iPad every day. What? And a smartphone with about 1500 milliampere battery. It's a battery that could last almost all day if you use it constantly. But a battery such as that, it would cost you 25 cents per year to charge it every day. Crazy, huh? Crazy, crazy. So let's see. A laptop. A laptop is a little bit more expensive. And when I say expensive, you might think like hundreds of dollars, right? Nope. Laptop will charge you $8 a year to charge it every day. Pretty cool, right? And if you compare these electronics that we use every day, charging every day, I guess now you'll be charging every day, right? And if you were kind of worried about how much electricity uses and how much it's charging you, but so right now, no worries, charge it every day if you want. Yes, but compared to other things in your household, heating and cooling, about $1,000 per year, water heater, $600 per year, Tesla car, you know how you plug it into charge your battery and sort of like your gas electricity. It's about $450 per year if you charge your Tesla car every time it goes out. So washer and dryer, $300 per year, and $100 of that is the washer. So $100 for the washer and $200 for the dryer. A desktop computer, $46 per year. Bam, that's if you think about $46 per year, $46, it's kind of, it might be expensive, right? But that's over a year, so 12 into 46. I'll let you do the math on that. A refrigerator, $42 per year. Bam. Plasma TV, $20 per, or actually plasma TV, $45 per year. And the LCD TV is $20 per year. So, you know, when you buy a TV, there's a little sticker on the side that says average cost for this TV is about $20, $21 per year. You should believe that sticker because they just proved it right now, about $20 per year for your LCD TV, but your plasma is $45. So a big difference right there, just because the plasma takes a little bit more electricity and it's kind of it is a newer technology, but it's a little bit older than the LCDs. That can be another episode explaining plasmas and LCDs. Xbox, $40 per year. It's, $40 per year. And a 60-watt light bulb, $26 per year. LED light bulb, $4.40 per year. Microwave, 4 cents for every 15 minutes. Bam! There's a quick update on how much electricity your electronics use. What? So, yep. That's about as much updates as I can give you right now. And more to come, more podcasting. Next episode, I'll be in a different store. So if you have a preference of what store I should try, give me a holler. I'll go into the store, look around, look for electronics, games, movies, books, and I'll give you a podcast from right inside the store. Does that sound good? Sounds good to me. I can say one more thing. Gaming. Battlefront. A lot of people are not liking Battlefront. There's no campaign mode where you can open the game, start playing the campaign, go through story mode, beat the enemy, beat Darth Vader, beat who not and whatnot. There's no campaign mode in this game at all. So people are mad. People are furious saying that they want a campaign mode, but it doesn't offer it. And there are more people not liking the game than there are people that like the game. This is basically an online play versus shoot 'em up, first person shooter, collect stuff, shoot people, whatnot, online. So no campaign. After a while, people are saying it gets repetitive. So if you've tried it, if you like it, let me know if this is true. If you don't like it, let me know if this is true. So, again, input, questions, comments, you can leave them under this episode on the website, or you could use Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatnot. So again, thanks for listening, joining, downloading, streaming. Find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Check out the other podcasts with Big D and Stretch, Two Guys at Two. That's about it for today. Till next episode, we'll catch you later. Peace.